This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we starting in the show with Little Victories every day.
It felt like a good idea.
Well, I mean, it did. It did until we had to realize that we had to find a little victory every day.
How is every day need a silver lining, bro?
Right? What? My little victory goes out to Lisa in Sheboygan because she texted me this morning and said, sorry, it's early. It's okay, Lisa. We're up. I know you're surprised. We're up. She said, but the app wouldn't let me leave a voice message. And then she proceeded to leave me the longest voice message I've ever seen in my life about Am I the Jerk? I'll play it later on the show.
Okay.
She had something to say about the wife who wanted her husband home by midnight, the curfew.
The one from yesterday?
Yeah.
Got it.
So, and she also called in for that one. So I'll play that later on the show.
Bet.
So little victory is, one communication doesn't work, look for another.
You'll find us.
You'll find me.
You'll be able to find us.
What is your little victory?
My little victory is that I slept weird last night. I ain't gonna lie
to
you.
Like on a shoulder or didn't sleep?
Both. Oh. You know how I go. You know how it go, and you know how I go.
You don't sleep.
But this morning, I was able to just kind of give myself a second, close my eyes, and when I opened them, the boys were awake.
Oh.
So I got to see the boys this morning, and I got to load them up with sugar before I left. Yeah, buddy. Because I had some churro chow from Ian's and a brownie from yesterday that I didn't eat at work, and I brought it for the boys, and I said, all right, boys, surprise. Bye, Aaron. I love you.
Did you really give your kid a cookie and then walk out? You're going to hell. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How are you on this April 9th, 2025? It's a Wednesday.
I don't even know, man.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm just vibing.
You're just vibing.
Waking
today.
Up for the morning still. Getting it going.
We're halfway through the week. I can't believe Easter's in another week, which is crazy.
Yeah, wow.
Week and a half.
Dang.
Get ready for those Easter egg hunts.
I don't know.
Are you doing anything? Do you do them in your yard for your kid?
We haven't. No, not
never?
At not at home. We hid eggs inside last year for Sammy, but the reality is now's the time for him to be like, hey, what is that?
Now you're getting to the age where they're going to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thank you to Carl, by the way. Carl and Indy, at the end of the show yesterday, if you missed it, if you didn't listen back or listen to the whole show, he sent us a ton of Easter candy.
Which I still have in my backpack.
And a 24-pack of Diet Coke, which I still have sitting right next to me, guarded like a crazy person.
I'm going to need one of those. I tried to grab one and the alarm went off. Why'd you put an alarm in there?
Not only alarm, I have lasers on them. If you walk into the room, the lasers go off that you tried to touch the Diet Coke.
It burnt my flip-flop. I noticed. I noticed. They're out here taking precautionary measures.
Well, Carl and Indy, stop DoorDashing us. Actually, don't stop DoorDashing us. We love it. We love you.
You don't have to stop it, Carl.
You don't have to stop. All right. You don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. We love you.
I thought you were going to say you don't have to. No, you don't have to
no,
stop.
No, you don't have to stop, Carl. Keep it coming. You ready for the question of the day?
I can't stand you, bro. Yes, I'm ready for the question.
All right. It has to do with tax season. Let's go.
Oh, no, I'm not ready for the question. Oh, No. I lied.
You just hit it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
6 days and counting. Did I get that right?
I don't know.
It's the 9th. Taxes are due on the 15th, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
6 days and counting. DZ, have you done your taxes?
Huh?
Oh, God.
You see the way my life account's set up.
Fine. You know what? Everyone else text in or call because I actually have the text back today. I can see your text today.
You can see clearly
I'm so
now.
Excited. I can read them all today. I can see clearly.
The texts are back.
It was something stupid like my login or something.
Whatever. We
anyway,
figured it out.
You can text in 414-533-1037. Have you done your taxes yet? And when did you do them? Or why not? Because I did mine this past weekend.
Yeah.
No. Two weekends ago.
Nice.
I did them 2 weekends ago. It was so easy. I just get online. I get on H&R Block, and what I love is it literally pulls everything for me. I don't have to enter anything. It goes,
really?
Who's your employer? What's your employer ID? And they're able to go in and pull my entire W-2. That's technology. It's all in a system now. So no matter what I go on, they pull my W-2, they insert it in, and then they do all the math, and I just kind of go through. So I did it 2 weeks ago. I already got my return.
Really? Oh,
I couldn't believe it when
everything?
I saw
everything.
Everything dropped.
The state and the Fed?
Let me make sure the state's in there.
Oh, I mean,
because
either
state
one is nice.
So little, yeah, you know, compared to the Fed that you don't even notice.
But both hitting
thing.
Is nice, but the federal is
right?
Federal.
No,
you know
I think
saying?
I got both at the same time, which would also actually be kind of strange.
I was going to say, that's nice though.
Let me look at my bank account because I haven't blown it yet.
Let me check my account.
Okay,
so let me be honest. I get nervous about it. I feel like I've made mistakes in the past with doing my own taxes, and then we've had mistakes be made when we've gone to go get our taxes done. So we're in this like mistrusting phase of like, I just tell Erin,
do you need to get them done? Or can you just do them yourself?
No, she's been doing them for us and been getting it right because
I was gonna say,
don't trust me to do it because I'm not good with numbers.
I did get state and Fed at the same time.
Oh, you got both. That's
surprised they're aligned.
Yeah, but no, we haven't done it though. We got to do it. It's either going to be today, tomorrow, or before the
15th. You got to do it. Yeah, some people don't do it because they don't want to pay. They have to pay because of whatever they claimed or they make too much.
Well.
I don't make too much. I get a refund and I love it, baby.
Brett, I got too many things that I got to put on there. You know, aside from obviously like independently done things outside of here, from the Bucks. Man, I feel like I got to figure my life out. I don't know what all I got to put on my taxes.
It's actually, you got this. You just add another income.
Really?
I can help you, DZ. It's not that hard. Especially you don't have that much, unless you have like stocks and bonds and retirement and all this stuff. And you're fine. You just add another income.
Man, can't we just throw a bunch of tea in the harbor and stop getting taxed? Didn't they do that? Can't history repeat itself?
No. Daryl and Racine said, I got mine done the day it opened. Jeez.
Dang.
I got my money 8 days later. Daryl and Racine.
Daryl, why you gotta brag like that?
I know. Alan Muskego said, I got them done early February.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, overachievers.
You guys, I just did them and I thought I was doing well.
Wow.
Keely texted in. She said, Ali and DZ, I miss you guys. Yes, we did our taxes.
Well, we miss you too.
We miss you too. You can call us.
She We're
said,
like, what?
Yes, we did our taxes. Like it's February because when we had the time to do it.
Oh, Lord.
We're Keely behind? From south of the border.
Did people really do their taxes early? Because I thought it was going to be a major like, oh, no, we're all still waiting. We're
I guess.
All still-
Emily in Milwaukee said, I already filed back in January to have extra money for my vacation.
What?
Do you know what? No, wait. Hold on. Let's think about this for a second.
What?
No, these are just the overachievers. Like the people like me and you haven't called yet. They're not, the people like me and you are not texting in.
Because we're not awake yet or what?
And we're not even thinking about our taxes, even though we only have six. Nobody's thinking about them. They're going to do them on the 15th like
well,
you.
Well, wake up and defend our honor, bro. Because come on. Everybody's saying they they did it. I'm getting anxious. I'm about to go do my taxes.
Honestly, somebody texted in and said, that's how TurboTax is too, Allie. I've used it for years and love it. It's so quick and easy. It just pulls off. I'm telling you, technology, try it one time online. It might blow your mind.
Man, what if you got a W-2, a W-4, and a W-9?
It tells you where to put all that stuff in.
What about a
What's a W-9?
1099-15.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I told you I'm just anxious now.
It will ask you all of these things. What do you think you're going to get? You're going to get audited or something?
Probably.
They're
at some
be
point.
Like, we know you live in Bayview.
They're like, this guy's broke anyway. What's
That's
he worried
what
about?
Saying. You know, we're not going to get audited. Me and you, give me a break.
No, I'm not worried about getting audited. I'm just worried about not filing everything correctly and then having to pay money back.
No,
I hear stories all
that's
the time,
the system,
bro.
That's why it helps you. It goes through it all for you, and that's why you can have someone audit it for you.
Well, we've been audited before, so I'm just saying, like.
You have? Did you ever have? How much money do you have?
Don't worry about me, man. It's the question of the day.
Are you kidding? 414-533-1037. Have you done your taxes yet, and why or why not? I honest to God want to know, because you're 6 days out, people.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So it's a check-in on your taxes. Have you done them yet, and why or why not? You owe all the overachievers. This is what I decided. All the overachievers did them in January or February, early Feb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else, me and you, this month. I did mine 2 weeks ago. I'm shocked they're in my account already.
I might go do it today just because y'all made me this anxious. Now we just got to go.
Well,
so you know how it happens where you look for all the papers or you wait for all your papers to come in and then you get them all together?
But DZ, it's all digital. You don't need to wait for the papers to come in the mail anymore. Do you know that?
No, I wait for my papers
DZ,
to come in.
DZ, it's all, you could find it on any website. Our HR website could give you everything you need.
You could try to make me like you if you want. I'm going to keep waiting for my papers to come in.
You're so old school.
Fight me if you want to. It's not going to change.
He's like, no, I'm not doing it until the paper comes in.
I need my paper.
Which has to come by January 31st.
I need my paper.
So where is it?
I don't know. I got to find it in the house again. I got him, though.
Let's go to the phones. Katie Ann's in Lake Geneva. Let's start with her this morning. Haven't talked to her in a minute. She got her own theme song. If you just tuned into the show, you call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song. It's not as easy as you think.
It is not.
Hi, Katie Ann.
How are you?
Have you done your taxes? I'm great because I did mine.
I did. I did mine like mid-February.
She's the one.
Oh, you're the one.
The overachiever.
Well, the one of many, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I just got mine like 2 days ago.
Wait. Yeah. So I did mine 2 weeks ago and got it immediately, and you did yours in February and got yours at the same time as me. Unbelievable.
Weird.
Wow. Well, this is awkward.
Yeah, awkward.
Oh, maybe you should.
I owed in, so I had to pay.
Oh, you got to pay?
Oh,
listen, Richie Rich.
Okay. Got that money like that. Katie, and you're funny.
Thanks for calling and sharing.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye. Great to hear from you, too. Bye.
All right. David's in Sheboygan on 5. We're doing a tax check-in. Have you done them? Why or why not? And how much is your refund?
Stop it. No, do not answer that unless you really
or you want
tell
to
tell us.
Hey, David.
What up?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Have you done your taxes yet, David?
I have not done my taxes yet.
Is it because you're a procrastinator? Is it because it feels overwhelming like DZ? You think you need every piece of paper in front of you? Yep. What is it?
Yes, I am a huge procrastinator, and also because I saw the amount that I am not getting back, so I decided to hold off, but I will be doing them because I do not want them coming after me.
He said, no, I'm going to wait now since y'all going to take me for so much.
What does it feel like to be so rich? What does that feel like? Oh, my gosh. David, well, good luck. You got 6 days left. Get it done, okay?
Thank you.
All right, man. I'll see you there.
Too. Somebody texted in and said, hi, I'm a slacker. Haven't done them yet. Family of four here. Well, then I'm not surprised at all.
Same. Wait, is that Aaron?
They said, we have so many incomes and I have a small business and do EMT work on the side. It's such a pain. They're overwhelmed like you where they feel like they have all these extra jobs. I don't feel, I have to claim social media. Like I,
why?
Because social media pays you now.
Right.
So like TikTok, you know, I get these little checks or whatever, whether you want them or not. I have to claim all this weird stuff and I don't even want to do it, but it's not that hard, you guys.
So gee, I've been getting the ads or whatever to do that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, monetize, getting, you know, paid. You
oh, on social media, like how reels. Do you get paid?
And like, it's been like,
I don't get paid for reels, but social media has this weird way of paying you for like engagement or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't want to do it because it makes me anxious. Like, I don't want to claim the whatever amount check that I get from there for whatever.
It's not like Facebook is sending me millions, DZ.
Right. Right. But I'm saying,
it's not like it's sending me into another tax bracket, all I'm saying.
I understand, but it adds another layer to the blah, blah of things that I don't want to blah, blah, blah.
We should, though, talk about sometime on the air about what people make on social media, because we have never openly talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money being made by influencers that people don't realize. I would love to dig deep into that and how much they're making, because you guys would, your minds would be blown if you knew.
So what you're saying is that I'm going to have to start monetizing my Instagram for the sake of content?
Correct.
Oh, gosh. Fine.
Correct. Go to our girl Amanda in Racine. She's got her own theme song. It's a tax check-in. Amanda! Oh, that was good. That was good.
Great.
Nailed it.
Amanda, have you done your taxes?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
I did it in March, actually, so I'm kind of in the middle.
March is a weird time. Why March? It was like you didn't want to do it too early, but you weren't procrastinating.
Well, I wanted that money so I could plan my trip, my vacation, you know.
Did you get it back?
Did you get it quick?
I did get it back. Yeah, I got it within a few days to a week.
So what's the deal? Never mind.
I will say, though, when you switch states, at least for me, I must have messed up my Illinois taxes. I ended up, like, the IRS came after me and said, you owe $1,000. Welcome to Wisconsin.
They came after you? Dang.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised.
That's crazy.
Even crossing the border. Like, oh, look out for this lady.
You're like, we're going to find her.
It's just because you're Amanda and Racine. That's
like,
why.
She didn't pay her toll bill, the iToll, so we're going to come for her on taxes.
So you turned down for what? For these taxes?
That's funny. All right, Amanda, good job getting them done. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I 100% agree with DZ. I'm afraid to miss something. The best money I've spent to have someone else do it correctly. You guys, I get the anxiety, but as someone who's been around the block a few times and done her taxes a few times, it has evolved to a place online where it's stupid easy. Like back in the day when I started doing it online, I was like, I'm scared. Now I'm like, dude, they cover they ask you every question.
And what's
it's
up
like
with
an annoying test.
What's up with these child tax credits? What's up with that?
It tells you everything. Mm. It tells you all that. You click on it, you add the kids you're claiming.
Can I claim my pets still?
No, you could never claim your pets. But Katie of Menominee Falls.
Jokes.
Katie of Menominee Falls said, my dad works at Varkas as a CPA and does taxes 24/7. Well, so are you offering him up? Or?
Are you for free or what?
I mean, what are you saying, Katie?
Huh?
Danny from Oak Creek said, my tariff bill has been paid.
I can't
pull
stand
up Quentin and Racine, last but not least. I can't stand them either.
Quentin.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
It was good, man. Talk
you pay
to
your
us.
Taxes yet?
Oh, yeah. I do them right away. My wife's coming. I like that check.
He wants the refund.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, do.
How long did it take to get the refund?
Forever. I somehow messed up and got a paper check. I didn't do direct deposit on accident.
He went to the bank and they went, you're the one. You're the one that needs us.
So you had to wait, though.
Mm-hmm.
I did. It sucked. I was like, where's my refund? And then, it came in the mail one day.
He said, come on, Sam. Come on, Sam.
He's like, I thought I hit direct deposit.
So I'll never forget it.
Well, we can go spend our money together. See you at Marshall's this weekend.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today? Let's find out if you're going to give good advice or not.
Somebody wrote in and said, my best friend stole my dream job.
Oh, this is awkward. What does that mean? How does your friend steal your job?
I ain't going to lie. I feel like it's happened.
Fair enough.
But let's talk. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 26 and for a couple years have been working towards getting a job with a local company that I love. When I applied, I told my best friend about it. We'll call him Jeff. He's never been interested in his industry, but suddenly, a few weeks ago, he told me that he had also applied just to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think much of it until today. So when they hit us up, said, I got an email saying they went with another candidate. disappointed, but staying positive. I moved on with my day, saying it wasn't meant to be, till I get a text from Jeff saying, bro, I got it. Insane. Not only did he apply for the exact role I'd been working for, he had the wild thought to act like it was some random act of luck. He knew how much it meant to be.
Whoopsies.
He knew the prep that I had put towards it. He knew my strategies, and he still went for it without saying a word and took it.
You weren't good enough for the job, my guy. Okay, I'm kidding.
Hear it out. Because he says, he finishes up and says, now I don't even know how to look at this guy the same way. Part of me thinks, fair game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went with a different candidate.
Sure.
It's a job, nothing personal. But another part of me feels like this is a best friend betrayal on a level that I can't fathom.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What should I do?
So they went for the same job and his friend got it.
What do we call him? I think we should just keep him anonymous. I like the names, bro. I like the names.
Fine.
He gave his friend a name, Jeff, so let's give him an anonymous
name. The one who
name.
Wrote in is the one whose friend got the job he wanted, right?
His best friend, his name is Jeff, and Jeff got the job. He's the one that really wants the job, though, because he's been... This is a local... I'm imagining some like...
Denied Devin.
Give me some dap on that. Dap me up on
like
the denied
name?
Devin.
I like it. Maybe I'm getting better than you at names.
I think so, because I didn't have one ready. You know, denied Devin it is.
Denied Devin,
dang.
Because this is... You know what? You're triggering a memory for me.
What's up? In high school,
this happened to me on accident, where I got the job my friend wanted, and I did not... Now, I know this is a little different.
Is it, though?
Yes, because this guy intentionally knew this was his friend's dream job. Hear me out. I was 16. They were hiring in the mall.
Ooh.
My friend Vanessa, one of my best friends, the Puerto Rican one I always talk about, who I used to go to her aunt's house and eat rice every single day after school. Oh, my God. Every day after school, I used to love to go over there. So Vanessa says to me in high school, hey, they're opening a new clothing store in the mall and they're hiring. I want to go do an interview, but they're having open interviews. So do you want to come with me?
Of course.
So I did.
Yeah.
And I got the job.
Ooh.
And I didn't even care if I worked at Gadzooks in the mall. But
you just went because the homie
went.
Guess
what? I got a job. And she did not. And I remember being so awkward and being like, I was just coming with you to like be a friend.
I came for funsies,
yeah.
Bruh.
And I think it was something like she wasn't 16. There was something logistically she couldn't work there yet. And she later did. But
okay, cool.
I essentially went to an interview with her and took her job.
Right.
And I remember it being so awkward.
Did she get bothered by it though, for real?
We were 16. We didn't talk about it like that, you know?
You were 10 years older than denied Devin. Mm-hmm. Or 10 years younger, excuse me. 10 years younger than denied Devin.
But like, what are you going to do? I do think it's messed up that the friend went for the job he wanted though.
This is
not a job at the mall in high school. This is a real job.
I'd say this is arguably a career move.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working towards this job for a couple years, he said. I don't know what a couple years really is to these youngins because he's still young at 26. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that. Kind of fresh out of college.
Sure.
But you've been working towards this. Buddy up and decides and goes, yeah, why not? That's not to say he isn't equally as qualified.
Yeah.
We don't know what he does for work. We don't know what he's done with his life. We don't know. You guys are clearly friends because you guys have some linear, connection.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might have similar qualities and he just happened to polish him up a little bit better, Papa.
So his friend took his dream job.
So
what should he do?
Where I'm mad is if my friend took my strategy.
Mm.
Right? Because he says, my guy knew like what I was planning to say, what I was planning to do, and Jeff probably went in there and did it better.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all did the same thing and he plagiarized your paper a little bit better, my boy.
What do you want to do?
You're saying
fair game.
It's unfortunately fair game.
Sheesh.
You've got to apply to a new job. For all you know, that man could get you to plug in and then you going to be able to replace him. I'm not saying that that's the way life goes, but listen, don't discredit any opportunity. And if you now got a homie on the inside, it's going to be easier for you to get a job with the company you love. Did you love that job or did you love that company?
I don't know.
I think you got to let it go.
Somebody texted in and said he's a jerk. Well, this is not am I the jerk. This is what would DZ do, you goofballs.
I get the confusion because it's different energy.
He is a jerk, though.
We're elaborating on this one. What would you have done? What would I have done? I'd let it go and keep trying to work for the company because especially if it's local.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Well, you can text in or you can call. The number is the same for texting and calling, by the way. 414-533-1037. So, what did we call? Oh, yeah.
Denied Devin.
His friend got his dream job. They both interviewed and then his friend took it.
Yikes.
So awkward. WXSSHT1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So today we're talking about how denied Devin went for his dream job and did not get it because his best friend got it. Oh, God.
And then Jerky Jeff.
Jerky Jeff.
Best friend for life. Maybe not for life no more, though.
No. Let's go to Zilla first on the phones because Zilla calls in, but he's always in a different city.
Yeah, Zilla, where are you at today?
He said East Troy.
Oh.
Zilla. I'm in East Troy right now. What? I'm almost in Muguanago. If you would have waited a little bit, I could have got to Muguanago.
Oh, we can put you on hold.
Put him on hold. We'll come back.
Right. No.
You know what? Let us know when you're in at Muskego. We'll come back.
he's our rolling resident.
Have you ever seen
here.
Avenue yet?
Stop no,
okay, Zilla, for real, what do you think he should do?
I mean, he made the mistake of opening his mouth. Mm. People nowadays got to learn to move in silence and celebrate once the victory has been achieved.
Oh.
What Lil Wayne say? Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Exactly. Everybody wants to take it.
Because
yeah.
What's going to happen next? Dude's going to be like, yo, this girl, I really like her. And he's going to be like, guess what? That's my girl now.
We're getting married. Hey, I mean, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Now he's that friend. Oh, gee. So you guys are saying forget this friend, basically.
I'm saying why you got to tell him all that. I mean, you out your
because
business.
Because they're your friend.
You out your business. Your business is going to be everybody's business.
I guess. Like, now we can't tell our friends things because they're going to steal our stuff.
You could still tell them things, but just don't tell them everything. Mm.
Why'd you give him the link?
You guys,
is
I
what
should,
Zilla's saying.
No, Zilla, you're wrong. I should be able to go to my best friend and be like, yo, I'm applying for this job. I'm so excited without being worried that they're going to try to steal it from me.
This isn't gatekeeping.
You can tell them that you're applying for a job. Just don't tell them where. Mm.
And it's like you do feel slighted because this is a friend who knows how long you've been friends with. You're in your young professional career. And then you feel like they were never interested in this industry. And now you want to work for a company that you know I really love, G. Mm. What are you doing? Yeah. Why would I tell you some other stuff about my passion now?
I mean, somebody texted in every morning. I could not hear Allie's after that person texted in that
I
day.
Hear where Zilla's coming from, man.
Zilla, mm-hmm.
You led the horse to water. Now you mad that he's drinking?
Exactly.
You guys
you
are
can't
so
be mad
wrong
that
on
other
this.
People are eating at your table
you're
when
wrong.
You let them get that
that's
close.
You not mad at you can't be mad at the homie. You gave him the play. You
I
tossed
am.
Him the lick. Maybe now they can
exactly.
get you in. But now you got to be more mindful of how you and when you share things with this individual because clearly they're opportunistic to take things that might be yours.
Well, Kristen and Delavan texted in and said, sorry, but best friends don't do that crap. Mm. I just want one person in my life that always has my back. This person isn't it. You shouldn't have to compete with your BFF. Amen, Kristen.
Only saving grace that's is they might too. Get you a job there now, but mm-hmm. that's the only maybe saving yeah. grace.
Zilla, personal. Thanks for calling.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Later, fam. Peace. Did he make it to Muguanago yet?
I have no idea. He's probably already in Hell's Quarters. Let's go to Saucy Sandra. She's not happy.
Uh-oh.
So get ready.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, girl.
Morning, Sauce.
Hey, girl. Hey.
You got me
hey,
nervous.
Guys, hey.
What up, fam?
I'll tell you what, that guy just ticked me off even more.
I don't agree with him or DZ this morning. I think their advice sucks.
Your friends are your support system, and especially for your best friends to not be cheering for you, that's disgusting. Mm.
This guy,
that
Jeff
is a complete narcissistic thing,
yeah.
To be like,
what she
oh,
said.
Yeah, I hope you get the job. And then all of a sudden, oh, I got the job. That is so disgusting. Validate your feelings right there. And you know exactly what to do. Walk away. That guy is not your friend. He is disgusting, Jeff.
Oh, you know what? Saucy, listen to this text. Jason in Muguanago texted in. He said, you never tell anybody about jobs or future plans because no matter if they're friends or not, you'll always have a hater. Saucy, why do all the dudes feel like we have to keep this? Why do
because
dudes roll like
they
this?
Don't communicate and they embellish.
You gotta like, oh no. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. She loser.
She got so mad she
dropped her phone.
She dropped her own phone.
Yo, Saucy was on one, man. I get where you're coming from. I see where you guys are saying, but
I can't tell my friends I'm going for a job. That's messed up.
We're not saying you can't tell your friends. You just need to understand what friends you're telling what to because he thought this was safe with this friend. Saucy, you there?
No.
I'm here.
Perfect.
My phone. I don't know what happened. But
it got mad
I got
with you.
So excited because I'm excited.
Right. Everybody
I know
started
what you
shorting.
Heard, but they're two-time and backstabbing jerks, and that is why
you know
boys are that way because that's how they think, and that's not cool.
You know what,
anybody
Saucy?
Who thinks like that
I'll
is
see you at the
Manhattan cool
bar at noon.
Yeah.
See you for a drink
saying.
Later.
I mean,
yes, much love.
Oh
She's
man,
like, yeah,
all
bye.
Right, Sauce. Yeah, not today.
So basically, Saucy and I think your advice sucks, as you could tell. She's a little more dramatic about it. But let's go to Melanie then and see what she thinks in West Bend this morning. Hi, Melanie.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Good morning. I am right with Saucy.
Okay.
So, I'm so mad.
This is like split down the line of gender today. The dudes are like, just don't tell anyone what you're doing. And the women are like, how could you do that to your friend?
You could be excited for the homie, but stop.
I would never do that.
So what are you guys saying? That Jeff is just completely wild? You got to cut this man off?
Yeah, absolutely. Cut him off. And when he's like, hey, why did you cut him off? You say, well, because you stole my job. You knew I wanted this. Mm-hmm. And I understand a job is fair game. But a real friend would not go, like, would not do that. They
See,
would not do that.
I knew my grudge holders would show up. How y'all doing? I was waiting for you guys to come join my team.
I just think that's going to be worse for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you just need to move on and understand that that might be not be the best friend that you thought they were.
There's no way if you were, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a parallel, Melanie, where DZ was auditioning.
Yeah.
And then I came in and auditioned and took whatever it was you were excited about. You'd be like, the hell?
Yeah, and then I'd understand that I would not tell you the next time I'm auditioning for something. I'm not going to rock with you no less.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Just not going to tell you the next audition
Which
I'm
means
at.
We're not good, as good
but,
of friends.
But you should
because
be able
you
to tell
changed
your
that.
Mm-hmm.
What's
you,
that, Melanie?
You should be able to tell your friends and not have to worry about them.
I agree.
Your opportunity.
Exactly. But when a friend goes behind my back how I feel, I'm not going to end the friendship because it is free game and I don't control the world. He was able to apply freely. Now I understand that that isn't the best friend I envisioned me sharing and having the support from. So I'm not going to support the way you not supporting me. You feel me? Using that parallel. You auditioned for something that I just told you about?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm excited for you too because it was a job anybody could get.
Oh, hell no.
Now I
hear
know
this, Melanie?
Next time I am not telling you about another audition though because you're going to do the same
I
thing,
will say,
I feel.
I'm proud of you for being so positive because I will cut
you're
you.
You're a better person than we are.
That's all. Ooh, everybody's wound up about the Am I the Jerk from yesterday.
Yeah, for real, man. Y'all feeling some type of way?
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I got to play this voice message we got because yesterday, if you remember, the Am I the Jerk from yesterday was also a voice message that we got. She wanted to know if she was the jerk for basically, you know what? In fact, I could pull up her voice message. I don't know why I don't just play the thing for you right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Rosie sent us a voice message yesterday, and this was the Am I the Jerk? So listen.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
And it came out that she was the jerk.
It did.
And I was blown away because I had said, maybe this is why I'm divorced, but it would have been on had I had a husband who was out past midnight two nights in a row. Like, I admit it. Maybe I'm no fun.
But
maybe that's why I'm single.
I also agreed. I was a little surprised with the outcome.
So listen to this now. So Danielle in Mayville left us a voice message because she was so fired up about how it all ended up. And she felt like people didn't have Rosie's back. So listen to this.
Hey, good morning. I'm not sure if this is where I leave this message, but
it is.
Danielle in Mayville had to leave my very first voice note after Rosie's Am I the Jerk? Because how did these married women not show up for her? How is she the jerk? My mind is blown right now. She did not clarify that these are weekends, unless I heard it wrong.
Fair.
She just said two nights in a row. So all these married ladies out there, if your husband is out on a Tuesday, Wednesday, past midnight, you're telling me you're not going to be upset? And even if their kids are older, who cares? Kids don't like us once they're older. That means our spouse and, you know, you got to have a better friendship. Maybe they need to spend more time out together. And, you know, spend that time together instead of apart. But she's definitely not the freaking jerk. That's all I had to say about that. Tuesday.
I, honest to God, I was surprised yesterday that nobody, I thought some of the wives were going to come in and be like, of course he needs to come home. What's he doing out drinking? So I will say I was surprised we didn't hear any of that point of view yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, but the Rosie did text in and said that she just worries about the drinking. That's what she worries about. She said, I just wish he'd come home sooner. I don't want him drinking and driving. I worry about some of the friends he hangs out with on certain days.
Fair enough.
So So that's exactly what she texted in after she heard everything.
And I think at one point we were like, well, nothing good happens after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say the immediate thought was like, oh, are you worried about him cheating? And
nope, she says,
we
she
forget.
Says,
there's so much else that can happen.
No, she wrote in. This is, I'll read it to you. She said, he has a couple of friends that like to hit it hard. And mm-hmm. I just wish at his age, 44,
yeah.
he'd make the choice to come home sooner than when it's not cool to drive.
Yeah.
So thanks for making our morning drive fun every day. So
I hear it.
So that's from Rosie. She's more worried about him just being out with guys that like to party.
It's her protective instinct.
Yeah.
I understand it. Listen, I know the friends that I have that make me a little rowdier.
Yep.
I know when I'm with my boys that might like to throw hands.
Right.
And they know I got hands, yeah. so they feel quite confident in if they get riled up that I'm going to hold them down because I blindly follow my bros. Right? So, yeah, I feel
that
you.
Part.
I feel you. I get it. Nothing good happens
which
after midnight.
Which goes back to you are yeah. the company you keep. So are you out with the wild friends? Are you right. out with, you know,
are
the
you
ones...
out with the friend that might get you arrested?
Honestly. Or are you me? Out having wine and a charcuterie board before then, you go home?
Because then you might be home by or before midnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good am I the jerk? Because I feel like people are afraid to say I want him home because then they feel like the nagging wife.
It's controlling.
But Danielle was like, there's no way all these women were like, yeah, no big deal. Go out.
Brought in great points, too, saying, yeah. how do we know it was a weekend? Mm-hmm. What if it is this man on a Tuesday, Wednesday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Mm. All right. So that's for me, Am I the Jerk? And you can always leave us a voice message, by the way, like Rosie did. You can leave us one for Am I the Jerk? You can leave us a What Would DZ Do? You could leave us a little victory.
I love a little victory.
I know.
I mean, come on now. We need to bring our
we
day up
those.
Sometimes.
We like to hear your little victories. It's something positive for the day. So leave them on the Odyssey app for us.
Can we challenge our people?
What do you mean?
Let's challenge one person to leave us a little victory and let's hear it today. Let's challenge at least one person to leave us a victory on the voice message on our Odyssey app. And by the end of the day, we're going to run through it and we're going to play your little victory on air.
Okay. I'm into it.
You down?
I'm down. I'm definitely down. All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. I'm going to go wait for your messages for little victories. We'll be waiting for those. And then right after Am I the Jerk today, this is a good one. It has to do with inviting your friends places. We have more Jonas Brothers tickets. I don't know if you know that. They're coming to town.
We told you they were going to be here. We told them we personally let them play Pfizer
for them. We said, it's fine. We'll give you tickets even.
So we're going to personally let you win some tickets.
So don't go anywhere. In the next 30 minutes, Am I the Jerk? Jonas Brothers tickets. And then, who DZ and I keep running into repeatedly. It's getting weird around here.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always send us your moral dilemmas because we love to argue about them on the air.
This is true. This is very true.
And this one is no different. We got this one. I thought, oh, this is a good one. It's am I the jerk for inviting them out knowing they wouldn't be able to come?
I mean, wait, what? Okay, now I'm confused.
Okay. It makes sense once you hear the whole story and then we can name them at the end, okay?
Okay.
It says, hey guys, I love your am I the jerk segments in the mornings and I think I've got one for you. My best friend and I have been best friends for 12 years now. With both of us being in our own relationships throughout the years, we would double date, spur of the moment, meet up to hang out together on a regular basis. This was when none of us had children.
Okay.
My partner and I remained childless, but when my best friend and his wife have since had a daughter, and understandably, the random short notice hangouts and double dates significantly decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, my girlfriend and I were going kayaking and decided last minute to give them a call and invite them just in case they wanted to join.
Just in case y'all could drop the kid.
So I dialed up my best friend on the phone, and as the phone was ringing, I said to my girlfriend, they probably won't be able to though because of their baby, but we'll still ask.
Mm-hmm.
My friend answered sooner than I expected, and him and his wife heard me say that.
Got it.
It made them very upset towards me for inviting them, figuring they wouldn't be able to join on such short notice, which they could not anyways.
Right.
So, am I the jerk for inviting out my new parent friends last minute?
So they heard the part of the conversation that they shouldn't have heard because you were already calling on the phone.
Mm-hmm. They were trying to say, what if? They were going, what if?
Maybe.
There's a chance they can come. You never know.
You never
They're
know.
Probably not going to be able to, but let's call them because they're the friends we spontaneously would call.
Let's call them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So I'm reading this and I'm going, what's the problem? I don't think you're a jerk. You invite your friends out, but I also understand the other side, which is, you called me and you knew I wouldn't be able to go.
Right.
So you know I'm not going to be able to go. So you're just calling to make me feel worse.
Which it's almost bragging like, oh, we're going kayaking. We know you can't. Do you want to come
with? But do you want to come just in case?
Oh, no, the baby. We knew. The new parents
are going, well, you knew I couldn't go. You're a jerk. Why would you even call and ask us that knowing we can't go? I don't know. I don't think they're the jerk for calling and inviting. I think they were trying to be thoughtful.
I do think they were trying to be thoughtful and be like, okay, well, we don't want them to, like, you know we kayaked and get FOMO and then get mad at us because we didn't invite them.
But I get the FOMO side where you're like, well, you didn't even invite me?
But now the 100% adverse happened and you're giving them FOMO because they didn't know y'all were going to spontaneously kayak.
And they can't spontaneously kayak.
I bet you they wish they could have spontaneously kayaked.
So now you've upset them. You should have just left it alone.
You gave them the FOMO that you were trying to avoid giving them by calling and even trying.
You think he's a jerk?
What threw them off was the fact that you were sitting there letting the phone ring and you're like, you know they ain't gonna be able to come, man. Come on now, come on, be real, you know they got that baby, they ain't gonna be able to come. And then Buddy was like, hey, man, what up?
Mm.
Oh, hey, what's good, man? What's going on? He's like, oh, snap. Hey, man, what up? You good? How's the baby? Yeah, we just wanted to call. We're going kayaking. Wanted to see if you guys might be able to maybe come. And we're like, bro, we heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
We heard you say that.
You said you knew we weren't going to be able to go.
No, we can't make it. No, we don't have childcare. This baby's barely umpteen whatever months old. No, no.
Honestly, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, oh, there is a jerk side here on one way or the other. Because at first I really was like, what's the problem? That I'm like, oh, you're causing more problems by inviting them.
You're stressing them out.
Yeah, you're stressing them out. And you know they're not going to be able to go. Now they're going to have FOMO. Okay, 414-533-1037. So what are you saying?
I'm saying jerk. I'm sticking to it, bro. You're stressing them out. You're making it worse. You're now putting them in a place going like, see, our friends are moving on without us. I mean, and at least they're still inviting you because you're going to hit a point where they just stop calling. And you got to be okay with that too as new parents, right? Because the world will go on.
Nicole in Kenosha texted in. She said, not the jerk. They wanted to involve them regardless, but they are a jerk for saying that while calling. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. We've all said things and not prepared for someone to pick up right away. I've done that.
But you got to get that out the way before you start calling, man. You got to be like, hey, I'm on the phone. I'm dialing.
Ashley in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Man. I always invite so they don't feel left out. If anything, one could have stayed back and one could have went.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know we triggered Rosie. Okay, anyway.
All right, so he wants to know, are they the jerk for inviting out their new parent friends last minute and saying, we know they're not going to be able to go, but we'll invite them. The friends were like, why would you call us and invite us then?
Why would you say you know we can't come while you're calling me at that too?
See, you can't win for being thoughtful.
Really can't.
We'll talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the question is, am I the jerk for inviting our friends out knowing they wouldn't be able to come? They are best friends with another couple. The other couple just had a baby, and so now they can't do stuff as spontaneously as they used to.
Surprise, surprise. The baby changes your life.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is, though, when he called, he said, they probably won't be able to, though, because of their baby, but we'll ask. And then the other couple heard that, when they picked up. They
picked up as he was saying that, and they heard it.
I'm calling him Rude Randy.
You are on fire with his name.
Aren't
Rude
I?
Randy, bro.
Let's go to Rich in Greenfield. We'll start with him first. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man.
Is Rude Randy a jerk for inviting his friends out knowing they won't be able to come?
Rude Randy is not a jerk. No. Sorry, y'all.
Okay.
Not the jerk.
Go on.
All right, so they are not the jerk because at least they are being thoughtful and thinking of them, even though they are new parents.
Sure.
You do not want to leave them alone. You do not want to go ahead and not think of them and try to tag them along, even though they
can't
won't
come
be able to tag along.
He's saying
too much.
think of them no matter what.
Yeah, you at least want to, you know, let them know you're thinking of them and try to bring them along. Mm. You know, they probably won't be able to do much with you anyways.
It's the thought.
You don't want to let them feel that, you know, they're missing out and being left alone just because they have a kid.
I hear you.
In the family.
He's saying you're better off calling than not.
You're better off calling than not, but why do you think they're going to be able to come kayaking? Why not think of maybe a more child-friendly activity
you
that they
know.
Could endeavor in, right? I'm going, yes, I 1,000% agree with you, Rich. Don't leave those friends behind because too many people do and too many friendships get lost when people has kids.
And then it also changes what you have in common, for sure.
But maybe just at that moment, maybe out of the fly, maybe the grandparents, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
You never know.
That is true.
Let them know you're thinking of them. And if they get mad, that's on them. Okay.
Right. And then just one more quick last fact. Sometimes the parents just need a moment to go out and take some
breather.
Fresh air. You know, postpartum is real.
Maybe you called it the perfect time.
Need a moment.
Then you could and you're going like, maybe they can, but maybe they can. And
maybe they need it.
And we'd be really happy to see them. So maybe. It's like the best friend that you knock on the door. Okay, Rich, I'm understanding. When you knock on your best friend's door and it's like, hey, can Allie come outside and play? And you're like, I don't know if they clean their room, if mom's going to say yeah or not, but I'm still going to knock on the door to see if they can come out and play.
Just put the kid in a baby Bjorg. Get your cooler and get in the kayak. Let's go.
If you don't get that baby shaking baby syndrome in the kayak,
come on.
Chill out. No.
All right. Bye, Rich.
Later, man. Great points.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, brother. Much love, man.
All right. Lance, our boy, is in Economwalk. This guy.
Lance.
We all know this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Lance.
What's up?
Here, what up, man?
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for inviting your friends out knowing they probably can't come?
Yes, that is a jerk.
Opposite of Rich. Go on, because
number one, you're not gonna carry a baby on a kayak anyway, right?
Right. Big right, yes, sir.
So, listen,
fair.
The jerk's gonna be on him because he's gonna get on the river. And he's gonna flip the kayak because hell, I was a damn jerk for about my friend knowing they couldn't go.
This man is so
the karma's gonna come back on him. Yakety yak, don't cope back. Right?
You heard? Lance, I gotta hang up on you.
I'm the jerk. I got the southern accent, right? So just go ahead and call me that. Just call me the jerk.
My man, it's all love. It's all love when we ribbon, bro. But you actually make a good point, man.
There's something about him going yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
It's like only funny when he does it.
Allie, what you gonna do? You gonna take out the trash?
Where'd the banjo come from?
Go out on the town tonight.
I think he's hitting on you, Allie.
Are you hitting on me?
Yes.
Oh, I was too busy laughing. You know what? You never know.
Allie wants to come to the daggum club. She knows she does.
Lance, we're going to holler at you later, man.
Let's drop the digits.
I tell you what, you'll be out all night and then you want to go do it again.
Lance, I'm fun, okay? I will stay out all night. I'm crazy like that.
Hey, Lance, she might need a country boy, brother. Just text the number, man. We'll see.
Country boy can survive, right?
Get out of here, Lance.
Bye,
don't be jerking,
bro.
Peace.
We can go kayaking, Alex.
Bye, Lance. Did we just make
drop
a love connection?
Drop the digits and the photo.
Boy.
Age, sex, location. Send it, Lance.
Why am I sweating after talking to Lance?
That was hysterical. I didn't know Lance was going to hit on me like that. I thought we were buds.
Didn't see. Nah, he trying to bud you.
Maybe there's a love connection there. All right, let's go to April in Waukesha. Last but not least. Hi, April. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lori, have mercy.
Well, dadgum. Allie, you got a love connection.
Got you a little man going.
Me and Lance, look out, Economwalk.
When Allie starts talking with a southern twang, you know where
when
it came from.
Start wearing a cowboy hat, it's over.
And those boots. Those boots.
I
will kick you with those boots. Okay, no, for real, though. April, you're the tiebreaker today.
Howdy, partner. I mean, hey, April.
Hey, DZ. All right, so I was torn. I'm telling you, I was torn.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's a jerk. He's not the jerk.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
No. They tried. You know, it wasn't... Maybe they typically don't answer their phone, and so that snippet they heard before, you know, they answered it like, oh, they're probably not going to be able to come, which is a reality, right?
True.
Sometimes we have to hear that truth, but they reached out. They reached out and they tried. You know, I have a family member who often, she has two kids, and she often can't go to things, but she's upset when we don't.
And you know what, April, that's exactly what Anastasia and Franklin texted in, because you can always text 414-533-1037. She said, not the jerk, as new parents, my husband and I sometimes feel left out when we don't get invited to things. Although it's true, we may not have been able to make it, but it's always nice to get an invite. So Anastasia's saying people stopped inviting us. They want to be invited.
And it happens. It had to happen to all of us, quite frankly. They got mad because they heard the reality of what was about to happen, and they got offended because they were like, dang it, y'all are right. We can't go. Yes, man. Yep. Dang, why'd
Thanks
you call
for
us?
Nothing.
Right.
You, Rich,
yeah, y'all brought me around.
Well, and somebody said, not a jerk on the text line. I don't know why he thinks being thoughtful is a jerk. They're saying, why? You're not the jerk. You wrote in, you were thinking about it.
They were probably mad, overtired, wishing they could kick it with the homies and went, man, this sucks. But you're a parent and you love them babies.
Right. You know what? They can call Allie and they can call Lance and they can have a date and with the hat, and they can watch the kids.
Yeehaw, April. I'll stay with the kids.
What, you guys are setting me up now? What is going on?
Lasso Lance is setting it up. We just gonna go ahead and help them with it.
Get out of here, you guys. All right, April. Thanks, April. Bye.
All right, bye.
Is this going to be dumpster fire dating this week, Allie and Lance?
I mean, sitting in a tree.
So funny. All right. But either way, she said, not the jerk. Yeah, it's how it worked itself out.
I hear it. Y'all did bring me around. I will say,
you're
genuinely
not a jerk for inviting your friends out. Come on.
It just sucks that they heard the comment that was unfortunately true.
But it's true. That's what I'm saying. It's true, though. So what are you going to do? Be glad they invited you. Otherwise, you're going to be like Anastasia, who texted in and get no invites. And then you're really going to be like, wow, our friends are alienating us because we had a kid. And now we have nothing in common. You got to find new kids.
One day that kid...
I mean, new friends. You know what I meant. You know what I meant.
I didn't catch it, though.
Sorry.
One day that kid's going to be able to kayak with you, though. That's the saving grace, right? One day you're going to evolve into a point where you can't kick it with them friends.
It's a full circle moment. You'll be free again.
Or them friends are going to have kids and you're going to go, ha ha, you can't kayak.
You're going to be kayaking with the kid who's now 8 while they have a baby.
That
like,
part.
Oh, wish you could come, but I probably can't. You ready to give away these Jonas Brothers tickets?
Yeah, and it's a perfect song, too.
This is one of my favorite Jonas Brothers songs. Hit it, DZ. I love this song. Only Human. All right. You want to go see Jonas Brothers when they come to town? They're coming in October. Back to Fiserv Forum. So excited about this. October 12th, to be exact. Caller 30. You're going to see them. 414-533-1037. Going to see Jonas Brothers at Fiserv. And then you're never going to believe who DZ and I keep running into in public
it's
after that.
Weird.
Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Are they stalking us or are they supposed to be in our lives?
Listen, I'm starting to get weirded out, but it's because.
Same.
I'm also a part of this. And I don't know how to explain it. It happened. It's been happening crazy.
It's getting weirder by the minute.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. All right. Okay, so I'm writing down all the weird times this happened because this was really, really weird. Okay, so do you ever have someone in your life who you kind of know, or maybe you don't, maybe you know them, maybe you don't know them, maybe they're an acquaintance, maybe they're a good friend, or maybe they're just someone you saw in passing.
Have come across.
But you run into them nonstop. And I'm not talking about I run into you at the gym. Well, of course, we have the same, we both have memberships at the gym. Of course, we're going to run into each other.
Right. I'm going to see you.
That's a fixed run into each other. If maybe you go to the same school as me. I'm going to see you every day.
Right.
Okay? Maybe you work with me. I'm going to see you. Or maybe you go to the exact same grocery store every week. You might see the same people at the grocery store.
If you're a creature of habit and you go every Wednesday at 9 a.m., you going to see the same people.
And I do see some of the same people at the grocery store sometime that I don't know, but I just, I've seen that face before. They're in the neighborhood.
I've seen your car. Yep. Right. You pull around and he's like, I've seen that car in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we're talking about those people.
No.
We're talking about when it gets weird.
Real weird.
And I'm going first, like DZ said. Let me enter. Owen's friend, Finn. This is so weird.
Why'd you say his name?
I don't know. I don't know why I did that.
Ooh, chill.
Anyway, his friend, Finn. I have to bring this up because everywhere I go, I run into Finn's parents.
Yeah.
And they have no idea I was even going to bring this up on the air because I'm starting to get weirded out by the whole thing. And it's always one or the other. It's the husband or the wife. So Brian and Amber, shout out to them. Finn's parents. I see them everywhere. And I don't know if they've caught on yet, but it's starting to weird me out to the point where... Let's start with the first one. I ran into Pick and Save months ago, Pick and Save in Brookfield, run into Finn's mom. And I go, Hi. Just, I'll never forget it. I remember being like, so funny seeing you here. How's Finn? Crazy. Good to see you. Yeah. Bye. Move on with my life.
Yeah.
A couple months later, I run into Finn's dad at Walmart. I go, Brian.
Hey.
So funny. You know, still say generally the same area.
Yeah.
So I'm like, not weird. We live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I'm following.
Live in the same neighborhood. Then I go host a fundraiser. They're at the fundraiser. We're talking the whole time. Not weird. Our kids go to school together. Of course, we're at an educational fundraiser together, okay?
For sure. Not everybody goes to those, but yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Then the next day, I go to a different Pick and Save, and I run into Brian, and I go, what the hell?
Okay, man.
I go, you guys, I've found you now at four different stores. Not that it'd be
two one different thing events
if we ran into the same store every time, but we're running into each other at these random outside stores. How? And so I looked, I said to Owen, I go, I think Finn's supposed to be in our lives, and I don't know why. Because his parents, I run into them more than anyone. And I'm just wondering, you have these interactions where you cross paths with people.
Yeah.
And you don't know why. And sometimes you probably cross paths with people you don't even realize are there. I know them, so I notice it when I see them. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, is this weird when you run into people all the time at different places? It's like your lines are aligned. Your path they're supposed to cross or something. Like I start to go deep and I go, what are they doing in my, what is going on here?
Gee, the way this relates to me right now is
why?
So hard. And I already started to kind of like tell you what's been going on.
What?
But the other day I was at the Princeton Club working out with Jeremy, my trainer.
Sure.
You know, right? Yeah. It was a make good day because we had to change our schedules around.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there working out, and out of the hundreds of people that are sitting there in the Princeton Club,
mm-hmm.
I noticed this one dude. And I saw him once and went, that guy kind of looks familiar. Didn't think much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Moved on. We kept working out. Went to a different area of the gym. I saw this guy in that same area of the gym. Mm-hmm. And I went, man, I'm telling you.
I've seen this guy, man. How do I know this guy?
But I don't know him. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I can genuinely tell you it's just his face. I'm like, maybe he's just got one of them faces.
Because
I for sure don't know his name. Maybe he's come up to me before. Who knows, right? We've got jobs that promote us to unfortunately forget when
we've met. You meet a lot of people. Fine.
Thank you. So I'm going, maybe that's it. Whatever. I'm also not trying to give it too much energy.
Yeah.
But I keep seeing this guy. Third time rolls around. Same day at the gym. I'm finishing up my workout. And this dude walks by one more time. Now I'm like, all right, Poppy. Are you hitting on me? What's going on? Like, you trying to make eyes? Me estás haciendo ojitos?
God forbid he's just working out.
Lord forbid.
He's just going to a different machine. Jeez.
Why do I keep seeing you?
Yeah.
Are we on the same regimen? I look at Jeremy and I'm like, bro, I know that guy. I don't know where. I don't know his name. I don't actually know him. He is 100% stranger to me, but I know him.
Yeah.
I've seen him. I just don't know where. Mm-hmm. Jeremy's like, the dude with the leg tat, right? I'm like, yes,
yep,
him.
Yep, that guy.
That guy. He's like, huh? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've seen him here before. And I'm like, maybe I have seen him here before. I don't know. It is the same time that I usually come to
work
out with.
So is he just a guy at the gym or what?
Move on with my day. Don't think about this guy. Not more than like 10 minutes getting down the road. Like, that was weird. I saw that guy a bunch and I feel like I know him. Whatever. Fast forward. I'm at Fiserv Forum for a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Right? We have a rehearsal for just stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Last few games for the regular season. I walk in, chill, seamless, nothing. As I'm walking out, I happen to look towards the security guards that I never look at on my way out.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think I see?
The guy from Princeton Club.
The guy from Princeton Club.
So now you're 25 miles away from the gym. You're downtown and you see the guy.
Talk about complete polar opposite west side to now complete opposite east side.
Yeah.
I'm at work and I see Buddy sitting at the security gate and I'm going, I triple take. Wait. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask
it was.
Him. I stood up or I walked up and I went, my boy, excuse me. He stood up. I was like, weird question. Were you at the Princeton Club earlier?
He's like, yeah, you stalker.
He hesitates before he says
it's
anything.
Like a creeper.
And goes, yeah. It's like, bro, I saw you and I couldn't pinpoint where you had been.
You're a security guy.
You're a security guy here. I must have seen you here. Ah!
It's all coming together.
The veil was lifted. I was like, what's in
his? Now
like, oh.
I know how I know you.
He remembered seeing me too and then it clicked. I went, what's your name? He was like, oh, I'm D. What up? Blah, blah. Blah.
Do you think this guy's supposed to be in your life?
I feel like this guy's supposed to be in my life because I've seen him so many times.
So
I've seen
weird.
Him at Fiserv. The fact that I saw him, you know, the same day and I was thinking about him.
What does it mean when you keep seeing the same people? And I'm telling you, I go to the store all the time and when I race in for 3 seconds and I run into the same people over and over at a different store, it's just weirding me out. You're running into people not even remotely in the same area. area, different cities. It's just strange.
I think maybe we're supposed to explore friendships, conversations, maybe try to find commonality between ourselves, right? Because you're having this with people that you really don't chill with too much, spend time with. Some connection, right? But I wouldn't call you guys friends because your kids are friends doesn't make y'all friends.
No, they're really cool, but it's not like we call each other and hang out. We see them and they're cool and that's it.
I've never met this dude ever, but clearly we've got ties because we work at the same place as far as like Fiserv goes.
Yeah.
And then we work out at the same spot as far as Princeton Club goes. Maybe that's supposed to be my hoop buddy, right?
I need like a psychic to come in and tell me what it means though when you keep seeing the same people.
I agree. Because I couldn't tell you, and this is like a dream analysis that I can't make.
Somebody said that's why it's small walkie. You can text or call 414-533-1037. I do agree it's small walkie, but I'm telling you guys.
That can't be just it.
You know how many friends my kids have or how many people they go to school with? And I don't see those parents ever. Like I go to the store 7 times a week and I don't see these people ever.
And yet I
see the same 2 people.
All the time.
Repeatedly. At different stores. You're telling me the universe isn't trying to tell me these people are supposed to be in my lives and I don't know why.
Fam, small walkie is a blanket excuse because I was in New Berlin.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You feel me? I was far enough from the walk that I was like, listen.
Okay, now somebody's getting deep on the text line. Shared purpose. The reoccurring encounters could indicate that you and those people share a common goal, a purpose, or a journey. A shared purpose. Okay, so I can see that. Our shared purpose is our children, I guess.
Sure.
Our friends in the same grade. So our goal is to raise good kids.
True.
I don't know. I keep running into Owen's friend's parents, like randomly, together, separately at stores. I think it's weird. I feel like they're supposed to be in my life and I don't know why. It's not the first people I've done this has happened to me to.
But what's my shared purpose with this dude?
I don't know. We don't know yet. You need to see him more than that.
I gotta see
him more?
You
might have just pinned together he's the same guy from Princeton. But if you see him that much?
Can I be
he's
real? Supposed,
maybe he's going to save your life one day.
Maybe
he's going to save your life at Fiserv.
I felt a weird energy where it's like,
what do you mean?
Like not like weird bad, but I was just like, it almost did feel like we were drawn, right? Because there was no way I needed to look to my right in that moment, but something made me look to my right
so
and notice,
I
bro.
I looked at him,
and he looked at me,
and I looked at him,
and he looked at me. What's our shared purpose, bro?
Is that why we're running into people?
Shout out to my guy D, because that's my twin now. He's my best friend. I'm trying to be best man at his wedding if he's not married yet. I don't know that.
We need answers. We're going to talk to you guys next. Why do I keep seeing you everywhere? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Y'all are meant to be best friends.
Is shared purpose a thing? Shared purpose, meaning you keep running into somebody everywhere you go. Like I said, I keep running into my kids, Owen's friend, Finn, his parents. I run into them separately and together. I feel like way too much.
It's been a lot.
It's getting weird, and we're running into each other at different stores, not even the same grocery store. I mean, yeah, we live in the same community, but I see them more than anyone else on the planet. And I'm like, what is, and so you brought me onto shared purpose, which is why are these people supposed to be in my life? What am I missing?
Well, somebody texted in and said, you know, the recurring encounters indicate that you and those people share common goals, purpose, or journey. What I want to reiterate though, is that a shared purpose isn't necessarily always positive.
What do you mean?
Shared anything, right? Like a shared purpose could be crafted in a
negative
space.
You can use my ex as an
example.
I kept running into my ex's ex. And I go, this is weird.
You've got a certain energy charge, right? Like we are cyclical energy, and I'm not going to get into the atomic breakup of the world or ourselves or any of that yada nonsense. Y'all could get into that third eye opening stuff for yourself. I'm not going to be your teacher. I'm not your guru for that, y'all.
You don't want to be the third eye teacher?
I'm not your guru for that,
fine,
y'all. But just know mine is open. But what I'll say is the shared purpose here feels like it could be partly with how you've been feeling recently, right? Let's just break it down a little bit. Maybe you've been feeling not stagnant, but just like in a weird rut because some of the friendships that you have don't feel as fruitful. Maybe you need new people in your life that aren't necessarily romantic. And changing of energy with
new
the people
friends.
That you're around, new friends, new relationships that are non-romantic could be great. That's why you keep seeing them separately at different times, at different places.
That's a positive energy then.
It's the energy. And this shared
because
purpose is
energy. Because the negative shared
energy.
Is when I constantly
when
would
next.
Run into my ex's ex. And I'd
negative.
Be like, why am I seeing his
negative.
Ex all the time? And then I don't see her ever. And now I never see her. And I'm like, what was I running into her so much for?
You've cleared yourself of that negative energy genuinely.
That
so
was
now,
a negative. negative shared purpose.
The world has positive ions around you going, hey, what about this couple? Like, bing, bing, here's
a
husband.
Very into the here's energy the topic.
They're cool. Your kids are friends. Hey, you're going to see them at this store. Hey, y'all are going to decide to go to Target on
and
the
same
day.
And I do love them.
Hey, y'all going to be at Pick and Save later.
Wait, let me text them and tell them we're supposed to be friends.
I'm telling
DZ
you.
DZ says so.
They might have agreed. Because what ends up happening is you'll be quite surprised. Sometimes you'll talk to somebody and be like, bro, we should hang out, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you're like, dude, we were just saying the same thing not that long ago.
Yeah.
We should hang out. It's because you guys were crafting energy towards each other. Maybe they're thinking the same exact thing.
Allie's cool. We want to be friends.
And you're thinking, hey, they're cool. I want to be friends.
Somebody did text in and say soulmates doesn't necessarily mean intimacy. They're saying that we're seeing these people. Let's go to Justin in Pewaukee. I forget we have people on the phone.
Wait, Justin?
He has a theme song and his schedule change so he doesn't call in as much.
This Justin.
This one. Lady Gaga. Yeah. 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 Dust it off.
All this dust up in here from this crate, man.
Justin.
Almost didn't find his record.
Sheesh. Forgot it existed. Hi, Justin. Just kidding. What do you think about this? Does this happen to you where you run into the same people? Is there a thing as such as shared purpose? Mm-hmm. Are they supposed to be in your lives? Does it mean nothing? Help!
Fair.
Yeah, I've had that a lot where I run into people like all the time where it's just randomly in like stores, like you're saying,
yeah.
Or I had multiple people. I work at an accounting firm that does taxes. So we've got people that'll come in and do their taxes. I'm like, oh, hey, I haven't seen you in however many years. I'm just running into them constantly after.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
weird.
There was like a TikTok I saw recently, and I'm probably going to butcher what it means.
That's
but there was like a rules of three with meeting people.
Okay.
You meet once for an introduction. You meet, but the timing's off. You meet a second time when you're progressing towards friendship, romantic relationship, whatever, and uh-huh. then the third time is when it's right. So that was something I had heard, is that if you keep seeing people, it's like once was an introduction to meet them and get a connection, but
what?
Everything is off. It could be your schedules don't work. It could be you're not
you're
emotionally
supposed to
available.
Be in each other's lives for whatever reason, whether it's friendship or more.
Yep.
And then it didn't work. Okay, second time.
Third,
so
yeah.
What if the third time comes though, Justin, and you never work it out? Does that just mean you screwed up whatever bond you were supposed to have?
Or what?
Well, that was viewed as for the thing I saw, it was also saying that it could also be a lesson. It's not necessarily a relationship, but it could be like
something you need.
You missed your opportunity or you missed your chance.
I was going to say,
like to
what does
follow
it mean?
Your gut instinct, that kind of thing,
okay,
too.
Okay, Justin. Well, because Allie, what did I tell you off air? I was like, what was crazy about seeing dude from Princeton Club and at Pfizer Forum is
saw?
That now I looked for him. Now I was looking for my guy to say what up. I was looking.
Now you were looking for
yep.
him before
the universe,
he was just...
The universe was like, no.
You're forcing it. The universe said,
You're forcing it, my guy.
Yeah.
Justin.
All right, well, now when I see people, the third time I'm going to go, let's not screw this up. We're supposed to be together, and I don't know how.
Hold my hand, and let's be friends.
Hey, Brian and Amber, we're a throuple now.
Hey, yo, that was fast.
I'm kidding. No, I'm teasing.
We should let them know first.
They're going to be like, Allie, get away from us. You're so weird.
You're cool, not that cool.
That's so funny. I just think maybe our kids are supposed to be good friends or
yeah.
something. I don't know. Something
no.
weird.
And I think you guys can be great friends, too. Yeah. Just like every time you've spoken about them, it does genuinely feel like you're kind of drawn towards
it's
them.
It's weird.
All right, Justin, you might
right.
be on to something.
I like your TikTok explanation. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, no problem.
Great
all right, it's
hear
good to
you.
Hear from you.
You too.
Peace, dog.
Right. This is such a good combo. Go to Stacey in Sheboygan. I want to hear what she says. We're talking about how when you run into the same people, and I don't mean like, of course you run into your neighbors and people in the community and you shop at the same stores. I'm talking about different places, same people.
When it gets weird.
When it starts to get weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning. So what do you think?
So what Justin said makes a lot of sense, but this person I'm about to talk about, it doesn't feel like any shared purpose. It's a ex-coworker.
Uh-huh.
So we were really cool when she was working there, really close. And then all of a sudden she got fired.
Okay.
And I had not seen her or heard from her in months and months and months.
Okay.
And then I randomly ran into her at Piggly Wiggly.
Drop the pin.
And,
okay.
And this is like three times in 1 week.
Okay, this is what okay. I'm saying. Like, because if you had run into her once, I'd be like,
whatever.
Coincidence.
Hey,
it's
good to see
a
you.
Coincidence. But three times in a week.
In a week?
She
yeah,
was supposed to be in your life for
okay.
something.
So what happened?
Yeah, so, and then I went to Culver's. I didn't know that she worked there, but I ran into her there. And then she came into my work. And
so you just kept crossing paths.
Yeah, but the third time, like, it just doesn't feel like we have that connection anymore. It just felt awkward. I don't know.
Like Justin was saying, you missed it the third time. By the third time, it was like, yeah,
the connection was off.
Pass.
You had the connection when you were coworkers. You kept running into each other, and the universe was like, nah.
Wow.
Wow. A shared purpose.
Not meant to be.
Not meant to be. And the purpose wasn't shared this time.
We got a lot of not meant to be's, don't we?
You learned your lesson, though.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Am I the jerk if I post a picture of hard pants on Facebook?
Didn't we do that already?
No, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Our boss, hard pants, we call him, because he always wears hard pants.
Yeah, slack at the
though.
Least.
He's a manager, he should. He likes to give me hell when I come in sweatpants. He's like,
grief.
Oh, thanks for dressing up today, Allie.
These are my best yogas. These are my finest yogas, sir.
So yesterday I took a picture of hard pants at our meeting, and I'm wondering if I should put it up for everybody just so they can actually see what he looks like for once.
See, but then
I got to put something over his face, though, because I'm not going to do him like that.
I was going to say, you can't put that man's face out
there
like that.
He's our boss, dude. Yeah. I don't want to get fired. I'm willing to push it, but not that far.
Or, I mean, we actually don't actually care. You know we don't. We post a picture.
You're right. Actually, we don't care.
We know that's indecent, and we know that we should ask, but we don't feel like asking because we didn't tell him we took a picture
that
of him.
Part.
But it was in a meeting that we were all at, and it was kind of an endeavor that we just looked at each other, and Allie went, hey, I'm going to take a picture.
I was like, I got to get a picture of hard pants.
I was like, no, this is perfect.
I was like, people want to see him probably.
People ask me about hard pants all the time.
They do.
They do. They're like, so what's the word? What's the deal with hard pants, man? Like, what are hard pants, man?
I'm like, I covered his face. Can I put this online? Be careful. Don't touch anything.
Don't post it.
Don't post it.
I think that's perfect.
Is this perfect?
That's quite perfect.
All right, I'm posting a picture of my boss. Yeah. Hold on, it's coming. All right,
all it needs is like a little tab underneath
that
says
mad, is he?
Hard pants. Again, Allie, we don't care.
Got a picture of hard pants, you guys. Okay. Done. It's going up in 10 minutes. Just bear with me. Okay.
He can get annoyed with us if he wants. He still loves us.
We still love you, boss.
And we love you back,
you,
big
boss.
Dog. Let me know when we golfing next, man.
I love it how you say we love you back, assuming he loves us to begin with. We're like, we love you back.
Yeah, because he loves us. We know it. This isn't a question. It's
right.
a fact.
Why did you ask me about sweeping and broom? Yesterday, DZ looks at me out of nowhere, the hard turn.
He goes,
you sweep? And I was like, what? What were you asking me all these questions about this for?
I got to ask. Okay, so I'm speaking about posting pictures. I got to post this picture of what our kitchen and only kitchen looked like after 3 days of no sweeping. We hadn't swept. And the other day. In 3 days. And it was probably the most disgusting thing I've seen in my life.
Your dogs don't pick up everything?
Like food-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the
one thing I miss about like having Bella was now my kids still drop food and she's not there.
I meant like that cleanup, we do.
The food's fine.
The food is fine. The cleanup stuff, like I'm talking about like home sweeping to mop clean, like not whatever drops in a day's worth. I'm talking about the dusting sweeping.
Oh.
Where you go to the corners and you get the table up and you move stuff.
Oh, you're
and you
talking
wipe
to the
it.
Wrong. I don't do the deep cleaning. You've seen my carpet. It's disgusting.
I do not
deep clean my floors. In fact, the only thing the floors is the one thing I hate doing and I never do.
I don't usually mind it.
I hate it.
I'm starting to hate it, but it's because I'm realizing like me and my wife, we both sweep, we both mop, we both whatever, right? We've got 3 pets, 2 kids, 2 adults, and a lot of commotion going on 24/7.
You do.
We don't have the opportunity to sweep every day. The wild thing is, we should be sweeping every day. Like you mentioned, food dropping is one thing. We'll pick up. We'll do general maintenance of the home. But the dogs do help. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's the sweeping that adds a pile of dust. Where's this picture? Let me show you
Let
this picture.
Let me see the picture.
Let
and
me
I'll
show
be
you
the
this
judge.
Picture and
because
you tell
me. Because you asked me if I sweep and vacuum, and I said to DZ, I said, honestly, I have these brooms that I don't think I've used in forever. Do you know why? Because my vacuum switches to hardwood and I just vacuum up all the stuff on my floor. Now you're saying, I get what you're saying, DZ. You're saying, but when you get to the corner and then it all gets in certain areas and you can't get it. My vacuum, actually, if I get it close enough to the border, it will pick up.
Everything?
Everything. Because my kitchen is nasty with all the stuff that these kids drop.
So you vacuum hardwood,
and
floors,
then,
or
and
vinyl,
then,
whatever.
Yeah, and then I mop once a year.
Bruh, what? Shut up. Look at that broom for size comparison. That's from 3 days of no sweeping.
You know what I forgot about? You have all this pet hair. And that's something I don't experience anymore. I forgot.
It's Aaron hair too. It's my hair as well.
Bruh, where does all this come from?
Thank you. Granted, that's the side door where we come in from the outside.
Maybe you need your HVAC cleaned.
That's where the dogs come in and out of when they get put outside to use the bathroom to go potty or whatever. But it feels like for 3 days, it shouldn't be that much to pick up.
This is a lot of pet hair though, DZ.
That made me feel gross though, bro. Straight up, and I will post it on my I'm gonna post it on my IGs for y'all to see because I'm out myself because I need an alternative.
So what do you do? You want to keep sweeping? Because I see you as some old school dude who's like, I like it.
I love to sweep. I love to mop. I'm getting really annoyed with both.
You need a Roomba that does both because now they got these Roombas that do it all. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I know you need $500, but never mind. Forget that one.
Now hold on. Have you seen the little escape holes that people add to their floors where it basically just empties into like a trash can in the basement?
I wish I was that rich. How do you even do that?
It's actually not that expensive.
How do you do that?
I think you just gotta basically drill a hole in your floor and make sure it's not where it's gonna mess up your foundation. Oh. Bruh, but I would do that because I hate having to bend up, pick it up. If I could just sweep everything
honest? I get so annoyed. You know what the one thing that makes me not want to vacuum is having to empty the vacuum. That annoys me.
Same.
The dust everywhere, the cleaning the inside. I'm like, it's disgusting.
I need an air vacuum for my vacuum as I empty it, because if not, I'm just returning half of this pollen, dust, and hair that I just vacuumed up. Yeah, for real though.
414-533-1037. You guys have any suggestions for DZ? He wants to know, what are you doing? Somebody said, if y'all hate deep cleaning, this is Morgan from Brown Deer texted this in. She said, if y'all hate deep cleaning, I actually own a cleaning company and would love to do that for y'all. I also now do carpet cleanings. Well, I would, Morgan, but not DZ. He's got to do it on his own. Trust me.
I like to clean my own home. I'm not going to lie to you.
He wants to know what the answer is. And I think the answer is either you're going to have to go buy a vacuum that does sweeping and mopping for you, which is what mine does.
You seen those wet dry weird vacs? Is that what you're talking about? Literally, what you're talking about?
Not wet dry. Mine's just dry, but it does hardwood and it does carpet. So what I do is I vacuum my living room, which is carpet. Mm-hmm. You've been to my house. Right. And then the kitchen and the dining room are hardwoods.
Right.
So then I just immediately flip one switch to hardwoods and I continue to vacuum and I clean. And so then they're all vacuumed.
We might need to update the vacuum
or something. Vacuums are expensive, but if you get the right one, it can change. And there's so much tech. It's one of those things where there's so much technology, you don't even realize how good you could have it.
I'm realizing as we're talking about it that this is partly me
being an investment.
Well, but this is me being old school. I'm going to take the rug outside and smack it with a broom kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting annoyed with that. I think this is one of the technological advancements where I want to make. I want to get the fancy mop broom. I want to get the vacuum wet dry, whatever.
Carly and Racine texted in and said, we have a Roomba. I got sick for days. I've never felt more disgusting. There are crummy people, crumbs on the floor. There's no reason we even have a Roomba. Nobody can figure out how to push the sweep button.
Bro, let me post this picture so y'all can see what I'm talking about, because this is disgusting.
Now the phones are going crazy.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next. Hold on. Post.
We posted.
We did it.
Did you
do yours and I did mine?
I did mine, yeah. Did you do yours?
I put the picture of hard pants up.
Okay, good. And I put... Yeah, I got to share that, bro.
It's nice working with you.
It was great. It was great to be here with you, Allie.
Picture of hard pants up on Facebook, because that's what we love to call our boss.
We're now looking for a new morning show host.
Nice knowing you, hard pants.
Jokes.
I thought it was funny. I hope he thinks that's funny.
No,
who
that's
cares?
Good. That's good.
All right, let's go to Danielle and Butler, because we're talking to DZ about all his, you're having these vacuum, mop, broom. What are we even using anymore, you guys?
Basically a sweeping alternative, because I'm getting tired. I want to put a garbage disposal hole in the floor so I could just sweep into
nothing. Very ambitious. I don't think a lot of us don't sweep as much anymore because everything will pick it up for you, even the vacuums.
I used to love sweeping. No longer.
Well, Danielle's in Butler. Hey, Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't think DZ knows what to do without sweeping.
I don't. I really am that old school, y'all. Don't think I'm joking at all. I am very old school.
Well, and everybody's texting in that they have a cleaning business or that you should get the Shark brand. And somebody says, get the Samsung brand. I mean, it's like every brand on the text. Everyone's
everybody got the vacuum.
I'm gonna throw out a brand that y'all never even heard of.
We're more confused than ever now. Yes, Danielle.
A Majestic Filter Queen.
Majestic Filter. Okay, go on. Rainbow Sales Associate.
And it looks like a little tiny shop vac, but it is the most amazing vacuum I have ever owned in my life. Huh. It was expensive. I had to finance it, but I have zero regrets.
It's $1,300. Bye, Danielle. Danielle, come on.